Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
So this program was presented to us at our last meeting by Chairman of the Santa Rosa School Board, Linda Sanborn. And I do have some comments about it.
So remembering where this comes from, this is a City Council member, Marilyn Farrow, in the city of Milton, of course, per the music, you could tell, because it sands through the Blackwater, not sands through the Carpenter's Creek, which would be the Pensacola version, okay? So Days of Our Milton here. The Duo program, which had been proposed by Chair of the Santa Rosa County School Board, Linda Sanborn, had come to the City Council and said, hey, you know, I've been a teacher a long time, and I've seen things, and, you know, a lot of times what happens is kids will show up to school, and they don't have the right shoes or really any shoes, and they don't have the right clothes, or they don't have a jacket or whatever, and, you know, what teachers do is teachers go buy stuff for them, and, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the principal at each of the schools had, like, basically a $1,000 gift card that when the needs came up, the principal could say, here, go buy. And he wouldn't have to come to the school board for an appropriation. He would just, or she would be able to just spend the money, give us a reckoning of how the money was spent. And, you know, we're going to make sure and look at it and make sure the money's all been spent well. And assuming that it is and it needs to be renewed, well, we'll see if people want to renew it. So she pitched this idea to the school board. And the immediate and I would say fairly obvious reaction from the school board is, hey, there's 5 schools in the city of Milton. Can we help fund those schools? And Linda Sanborn said, well, of course, you know, I still need to get this program authorized by my board, which has, I guess, all been taken care of. It's from the foundation, really. It's not from the school board per se, but the same people, right? Or at least there's a relationship. And so that's all approved. And now the funding has actually come to the city of Milton as a budgetary question in the first of the 3 meeting sequence, the agenda conference, then the executive committee, and then the regular meeting. And Marilyn Farrow says, well, we were looking into this to kind of see, and I want to know how much is this thing going to cost.
Randy had been asked to look at the budget to see what we could afford with this, and has
City Manager Randy Jorgensen.
Madam Mayor, have you heard what the answer was on that at this point?
It was my understanding that we could support $5,000 for each of the 5 schools within the city of Milton.
Now, I recall that it was $1,000 per school.
Yes, ma'am, $1,000 per school, and since there are 5 schools in Milton.
Okay, and then Randy said he would look at the budget to see if we could accommodate that.
Yeah, and basically the answer is no sweat. $5,000 for the city of Milton, you know, they can do that, no problem. Heather Lindsay, the mayor, and yeah, she was a little clunky in the way she said that, but okay, you know, $1,000 a school, $5,000, we can do that. Marilyn Farrow continues.
This is the research that I've done since that meeting, and there are many programs already that provide clothing and shoes, clothing including jackets.
Uh-oh.
To families in need. My home church alone also participates in several programs like this.
You feel where this is going? You feel where this is going? Yeah, sure enough. She says, you know, kids, schmids. There's enough programs out there doing good stuff. My own church, we give to them. I support that. But really, should the city of Milton be doing this?
There are already many programs in place for children and families in need, and I really don't see that it is the role of our city government with taxpayer funds to support contributing clothing and shoes to families in need. I think we just have to draw the line somewhere with programs like this.
So I think we have found Councilman Marilyn Farrow's theme music.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
So I know it's not fair, but I mean, the whole city council was like, ah, this is a great thing.
It is
a great
thing. I
see the need. It's $1,000 a school. It's $5,000 in the millions of budget that we have. Can we not do a nice thing and just feel good about it? I mean, we give to all these other causes all the time for all sorts of stuff that frankly isn't going to make near as big a difference as giving the principal the ability to give a jacket to the school bus driver to give to the kid who needs it, right?
Right, or pay for the field trip.
Yes,
or, yeah.
All
I forgot
things.
Everybody was rich in Santa Rosa County. I forgot.
I know.
They all have silver
God.
Spoons.
So Marilyn Farrow goes on and she says, look, I give at our church and just kind of, you know, please think about this. And the first to respond to her, Heather Lindsay.
I respectfully disagree with your position on this. I mean, this council has supported contributing funding towards a fence for Milton High School. We've shown through our history that we're willing to support our school district's efforts to take care of our kids. It seemed to me like a small ask to contribute $5,000 so that each one of the five schools in Milton would have the $1,000 card available based on Milton's support to show our pride in our schools and our support for our students and our teachers.
It seemed like a pretty straightforward, small thing to do. And look, as a conservative, sort of philosophically, I get the idea of, you know, wondering whether government should be in this particular business. But such a small ask for such a really meaningful program where you could really feel good about the money. I mean, imagine somebody saying, I just don't think you should have spent that $5,000 that way. Well, you know, we did give this money to Mardi Gras. You know,
dude,
like,
right?
I mean,
yeah.
Of all the, you know, well, we did buy this fence. You know, like, it's kind of an easy thing to justify, right? And, of course, we all know that teachers are always spending money on the kids and the bus drivers are always spending money on the kids. And also, by the way, Milton has a higher than average in the Santa Rosa County area share of poverty.
Within the city of Milton, our statistics regarding poverty and children in poverty are higher as compared to the overall county average. So Milton has a special set of needs as compared to the county generally. And so I do believe it's worthwhile for us to look at this. I did ask Randy if we could support it financially. He did tell me that he believed we could, that he thought it could get done. He all but assured me that there was no problem with that.
So easy to afford. We'll finish this up in just a second. Before that, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Hold on, I'm digging into Marilyn Farrow's past. I mean, what happened to you at summer camp?
I do have a theory about this, by the way. Oh. I'll give that in a second.
Oh, okay. Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look at Highway 90. It looks like that's fine. No problems off I-10, I-110, 87, Avalon. All good right now. As we take a look, if you have traffic tips, rather, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy.
Do you know what church she goes to?
So she did say in the meeting, I don't remember what it was, but
it's okay. On her Facebook page.
So if you're just joining us, Marilyn Farrow, city council member in the city of Milton, was the one person to stand up to the $1,000 per school ask that Linda Sanborn, the chair of the school board, had asked for this duo program where you give the basically a Visa gift card to the principal, and then the principal can decide to buy, you know, if the teacher comes and the kid doesn't have shoes or doesn't have glue or doesn't have, you know, needs to go to a field trip or whatever and can't afford it, you know, for the immediate, urgent, minor needs of impoverished students, this would be the solution. And she says, well, I just don't think we should be spending money that way.
And I just have a hard time grasping contributing to a program to the school system.
Because even though she thinks the program is trying to do a good thing,
we are not a charitable organization. We are a city government.
Oh, no.
And we are funded by taxpayers and by revenues from our utilities.
Again, all true. Okay. And you know how sometimes you can just get like locked into a ideological viewpoint? You're like, I just can't get myself out of here. That's, you know, you could be the person that thinks on the inside, well, this isn't aligned with my philosophy of government so much, but I'm just going to keep it to myself this one time. Like, you know, because the kids, right? And it's such a small amount of money. I know some people are like, man, you got to stand up against this socialism everywhere. No, you don't have to stand up against it everywhere. There are some little examples where you'd be like, yeah, that's really a good thing. We're going to do some things to help the kids. Jason Van says there's 1,000 homeless kids in Milton, or at least the county. I'm not sure what you meant.
That there are 1,000 children in our school district that are considered homeless, whether that be, you know, couch surfing or whatever. They are, you know, in that category. So I think that we need to support this. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, and homeless, there's a variety of homeless, right? But, you know, teachers spend so much of their own personal money on things like this. Gavin Hawthorne, city council member.
I am all for the program. $5,000, I feel like whether we're a city government or not, this is not just going to something random. This is going to kids in need. And with the statistic that Councilman Vance brought up, that's a scary statistic. And this $5,000 would be, I feel like, you know, pennies compared to what other things that we have to pay for.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you're going to feel good about spending the money. Okay, so why is she opposing this? Well, I mean, there's sort of the obvious answer.
But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
That's one theory. Okay, one theory. Here's another theory.
Right theory.
Linda Sanborn is kind of a political opponent. You know, she's one of those leftist, Democrat, socialists, you know, that we all... That's a theory, okay? Just based on some other things that I have seen and kind of how I saw her react to this proposal the first time it came through, this might be she doesn't like Linda Sanborn. It could be as simple as that. I don't know the answer. It's hard to explain, right? It's hard to explain how somebody would have this reaction since everybody else is like, no, yeah, go forward. And now, in the end, she did actually vote to advance the item.
I'm going to vote yes, but that's to move it forward only. Okay.
Just to move it forward. I'm not actually in favor of it. So it is going to move forward. It got approved 8-0, you know, with one person kind of, again, voicing her concerns. And again, I just think this is, it's probably one of those cases where you could just take the win, you know, just be happy about the good thing you're going to do. Because otherwise, you know, you look a certain way to people who watch the meeting and think, why is she raising a stink about that? 621 on News Radio 92.3. See, when I say that there's drama in Milton, there's always something. I really couldn't believe it. Like, somebody's really saying no to $5,000 to help kids out in the schools. Okay. All right. Fair enough. 622 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Peak Boar Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peak Boar Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness.
This month, they focus on summer safety, healthy beaches, and World No Tobacco Day.
For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
It's brought some recognition to a sport. It's something that was natural to us in the Bay, that we didn't have to invest in a facility or anything like that. It was somewhat underutilized, and they saw it for what it was, and that's a great asset for the sailing community. So I think it will bring additional tourism, additional jobs in an industry to Escambia County. So we thank everybody involved in the, again, Wish American Magic Festival.
This is Commissioner Robert Bender during the county commission meeting last Thursday talking about the second of the two-part deal that has come to support American Magic. You know, the first were the one warehouse, the other the one from Triumph, and then from the state. And, you know, we always talk about Commissioner Lumen May always having a pretty sharp sense of humor, which he does. But he is also the one that will sometimes hilariously, sometimes a little bit not as hilariously, raise race-related concerns about things that are going on, because it's his position to represent the black vote in Escambia County, to represent the black District 3, which was crafted in order to have black representation on, for example, the school board and ECUA and on the county commission. And so here's what he said in following up Commissioner Bender's celebration of the success of getting those two project awards from Triumph and from the state.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for your leadership, and thank Commissioner Berry. I think when this was all brought forward, y'all were really passionate about it. I'm excited about the city and the port. I mean, I can't wait to retire and go down and sail and play pickleball. I mean, the port's really being culturally sensitive, you know, for me, so I'm excited about it.
Like, black people don't sail and play pickleball? It's kind of the, you know, not to like put too fine a point on it, because he certainly didn't. Okay. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. 98 clear from Navarre and a Gulf Breeze. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, and Cyanamid Road, and Pea Ridge and Milton not showing any delays either. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I feel like I could have busted out the Grinch music twice in that.
Yeah, I know. I was there. Dun, 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 dun. I hear Darth Vader's theme music now.
What, because he's black?
No, not for Lumen May. I'm still thinking of Marilyn Farrow. The hell is wrong with you, dude? No.
What, black costume, white actor, black voice. I mean, I don't know what you mean. Okay. 627. David doesn't want to go now.
Are we ready for some headlines here?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. This yes, train please. Is careening off the tracks, falling down into the gully. All right, a couple of prominent Republicans are expected to throw their names into the 2024 presidential race this week. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott should be announcing his campaign today. He'll be making remarks at Charleston Southern University. And, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis, I never heard of him. No, he's expected to make his bid for the presidential run official as early as this Wednesday. Daniel Penny, that's the man charged in that New York City chokehold death of a homeless African-American man. Well, he had to address some criticism by some that claim that that incident was racially motivated. Penny talked with the New York Post. He said it had nothing to do with the color of Neely's skin and said that he is in no way a white supremacist. Of course, he's charged with manslaughter in New York. And the big news this morning, a SpaceX rocket launched from the Kennedy Space Center yesterday with a live crew.
2-1. Engines full power. And lift off Falcon 9. Go Axiom.
Copy. 1 Alpha.
Together we expand what is possible in low Earth orbit. Ad Astra and Godspeed AX2.
And four passengers, including three of them paying passengers, space tourists, I guess you'd say, are now headed to the International Space Station, including one history-making, the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, this whole Daniel Penny story is, I mean, it's what, and he's, you know, done this interview now with New York Post and says that if the circumstances presented again, he would do the same thing again because he found that he was a danger to the people and, you know, that was what he was defending against. I think it's just bizarre when I've seen, like, the protests and, you know, of course, protest chanting isn't all that creative, but, you know, they're chanting on the subway, sitting on the tracks, hey, hey, ho, ho, Daniel Penny must go. And I'm thinking, how can you possibly be so worked up and adamant about a situation that is so, at the best, morally ambiguous? And at the worst, he was very much in the wrong. It's just bizarre to me that people pick these cases to get so invested in emotionally that are just really not proving their point.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are going to meet face-to-face today after a weekend of on-again, off-again negotiations over raising the nation's debt ceiling.
It's time for Republicans to accept that there is no bipartisan deal to be made solely on their partisan terms.
President Biden speaking before leaving the G7, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says,
"We've got to be able to solve this problem. And the key part is from the very beginning of February 1st, we have to spend less than we spent last year."
The U.S. could default on its debt by next week. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina sent to announce his bid for president with an event in North Charleston this morning, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to file his election paperwork sometime this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Absolutely gorgeous morning out there right now. Partly cloudy skies. It is 72 here in Pensacola. Well, Operation Brownsville continued over the weekend. Escambia County's mobile licensing on wheels truck set up and provided folks with driver's license and ID needs.
We always want people to be legal and compliant with the law and have the opportunity to do it the right way. And this is a way to bring services right to a community without, you know, eliminating the ability or the requirement for people to have to go to an office.
And that is Escambia County Tax Collector Public Information Officer Jonathan Johnson. The Community Health Mobile Unit was also there to provide some medical services like pregnancy and diabetes testing and the licensing on wheels unit. Didn't have an exact number, but said they expected that between 30 and 60 IDs and driver's licenses and dozens of vehicle registrations were issued while they were set up the other day. Baptist Hospital in the Lakeview Center looking to create a centralized facility to take in Baker Act patients. That plan would also create 30 new inpatient beds for mental health care here in our area. That announcement was made recently during a meeting of the Northwest Florida Mental Health Task Force. And the News Journal says that the plan would also make several recommendations for mental health care here in our area, such as having organizations work together to raise awareness for mental health, create peer-led support centers, train and recruit behavioral health care workers, increase affordable housing availability that also has access to mental health services, and expanding the diversion court program to create mental health treatment courts. One person has died after a drive-by shooting on Paula Avenue over the weekend. That happened Saturday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says two people were shot in this incident. One person was hit in both the stomach and the leg. Now, that person did die while being treated at the hospital. A second victim was hit in the leg and treated and then released. So far, the sheriff's office says they don't have any suspects in the case. The vehicle involved was a newer model sedan with silver trim. Now, if you have information, contact the sheriff's office or you could call Crime Stoppers if you want to stay anonymous. 50 beds were given away to kids in our area here over the weekend, part of the Hope to Dream program. It's done by the Ronald McDonald House, Valerie's House, and also Ashley Furniture. Now, this program gives out beds, bedding, pajamas, teddy bears, other nighttime bedtime items for kids in need. The program was started way back in 2010, and more than 140,000 beds have been given away to kids in need across the country as part of that program. Some good news here. The unemployment rate in the state of Florida is way down. The Department of Economic Opportunity released its monthly jobs report Friday, and the number of unemployed Floridians in April fell by 2,000 from the month before, the unemployment rate standing at 2.6%. That's below the national average of 3.4%. It is 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much right now. Looks like everything is running smoothly. Not showing any problems. It looks like East Bay Boulevard, of course, and Navarre closed out the Copple, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. That's still going on for like another week or so. Then it looks like they're going to close other parts of East Bay Boulevard. Other than that, nothing to see. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Warm and humid day today with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 88. Overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping near 70 degrees. For Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 83. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 72. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. 74 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Universal Pictures' Fast X raced into first place at the box office this weekend with a debut of $67.5 million, a strong start for the 10th installment of the long-running action franchise. It also did well overseas, bringing in more than $251 million. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 took in another $32 million domestically to land in second place, followed by Super Mario Bros. Book Club and Evil Dead Rise. Too Simple, the once high-flying autonomous truck company that went public in 2021, is restructuring and laying off about 30% of its global workforce as it works to preserve cash and stay in business. Prior to the layoff, Too Simple had about 550 employees in the U.S. The post-reduction force will be about 220. Too Simple was supposed to be delisted May 15th, but was able to get a reprieve from NASDAQ as a panel at the exchange reviews its case. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and in case you had not heard the news from yesterday, we got word from Joe Biden, President Biden, leaving the meeting in Japan that he was willing, finally, to allow some training and some use of some of the more advanced military equipment that the United States has to offer.
The United States, together with our allies and partners, is going to begin training Ukrainian pilots and fourth-generation fighter aircraft, including F-16s, to strengthen Ukraine's Air Force as part of a long-term commitment to Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
Yeah, so the key limitation on this, he says, is that the F-16s will not be, he has a promise from Volodymyr Zelensky, that the F-16s will not be used over Russian airspace, that they will not go beyond simply defending the airspace of Ukraine. And, of course, like any other advanced weapon system, it's going to take a lot of training for the Ukrainians to be able to effectively pilot that particular plane. It's a great plane. I mean, the F-16 is a fantastic plane and the same vintage as the F-15 and the F-18, the Hornet that you know from the Blue Angels, Generation 4. You know, Gen 5 would be like the F-22 Raptor and then the F-35, which is, you know, next past that. Actually, now that he says it that way, F-16s, I thought F-16s were maybe Gen 3. It doesn't really matter. That's a very advanced airplane. It's certainly not up against, it's not going to do all that well against the most advanced Russian and Chinese jets. But, it's adequate to the task for loaning out to the Ukrainians, basically, or giving to them and then giving them the training for it. So, a lot of folks are saying, look, why didn't we commit to this earlier? You know, this kind of gradual allowance of helping out Ukraine. And of course, there are others who say, well, we shouldn't be helping them at all. We shouldn't be in this fight at all. I disagree with them. I think it's a whole lot better for us to, if we're going to fight a war against Russia, let's fight a war against Russia by not fighting a war against Russia. If we can deplete their military and show them up and, cause pain for Vladimir Putin and not have to actually do it with our own soldiers and airmen, I'm in favor of that. 642 on News Radio 92.3. A couple of other kind of interesting military notes. This is one that, if you've been listening to this show for any period of time, you've heard me talk about this, but we are finally getting to the place where we are actively talking about using basically drone air presence in order to supplement piloted or manned air presence. Now, we're not talking here about, like you have a Reaper or something like that that's flying overhead operated remotely. We're talking about something else entirely. Robot wingmen is what they're calling it. The acronym that they're using is, I think it's CCA is the acronym that they're using for these things. And the idea, flipped to the spot that I wasn't prepared to talk about that exactly. CCAs, which are designed to be the sort of next version of helping out the planes by flying right along with them. Collaborative combat aircraft is what they're called. So you'd put an F-35 up in the air, and then you would have right along with it, you would have two or three drone planes that are accompanying that plane into combat, into missions, into bombing runs, into whatever it's going to do. So now you have a force multiplier because you have multiple platforms operating at the same time. And it's, if you want to think of it this way, you're playing a video game, and instead of having just the one ship, now you've got two or three. It's like, Galaga when you add a guy. You have extra stuff that can fight. And, I would assume the plan here is to have them be autonomous or semi-autonomous so that they can assist you and you don't, can, you know, it's enough to pilot one plane. You don't need to be piloting three at the same time. But basically, in the order that the Air Force is putting in, they're putting in an order for 300 F-35s and 200 NGADs, which hasn't even been bid out yet. Like that, that's the next generation air dominance, the NGAD. That's going to be the thing to replace the F-35. And you've got, what, Boeing and Lockheed, I think, are the ones that are going to be putting out bids because they're the ones that make your jets. But and that's coming. Actually, that's, you know, the Air Force is opening bidding to the next generation fighter like today, basically. But when that gets produced, you've now also got the Air Force saying that they're going to buy 1,000 of these, again, these CCAs, or these collaborative combat aircraft. So it's going to be two per other airplane. So each F-35 will get two CCAs. Each NGAD will get two CCAs. This is, on the one hand, it's very, I mean, it's exciting, you know, to be able to deploy additional technology into the field. On the other hand, there are two negatives to this. One negative is this is sort of the beginning of the drone swarm kind of concept. One negative is I have always, and maybe I'm just highly influenced by Star Trek on this, forgive me if I am, but there's this one very famous episode of Star Trek where the two warring sides realize that basically every time you bomb something, you destroy a lot of stuff and you have a lot of collateral damage, and that's bad. So they decide to go to war by creating a program that decides what would have happened if we'd have done a bomb here. And then the people who live in that district are told to go to the death chamber. And then they go to the death chamber, and you don't destroy any buildings, you don't destroy any railways, you don't destroy any schools, you don't have any collateral damage, you have only what the computer program says was supposed to happen. And so they sanitize war to such a degree that the concern is, well, war that's so sanitary is much easier to prosecute because there's nothing, there's no horrible pictures of awful things that come out of it. And I've been heavily influenced by that, you know, war is supposed to be terrible. Because when war is clean, safe, and sanitary, people lose some of their moral restraint against engaging in it too recklessly. And this concerns me because it starts to feel an awful... I mean, war is already, from the American perspective, from the perspective of first world powers, right? It's far more sanitary than from the other side a lot of times. So that's one thing that concerns me. The other is, as the home of naval aviation, you got to assume the Navy is going to follow the same path. And I've talked, every time I get in front of somebody with, you know, a fair amount of brass on their shoulder, I will ask them the question about, you know, where are we with drones? Where are we with autonomous, you know, where are we with, how long is the pilot going to continue to actually exist? Since that's a big part of what we do here in Pensacola and Milton. And, you know, the answer, I keep getting sort of vague answers, but the general answer is, well, we're sort of moving in that direction. We don't think we're going to ever get rid of the pilot, but, you know, well, yeah, I know. That's why I keep asking. So on the one hand, this is just inevitable. And on the other hand, what it means for Air Force and Navy pilots is kind of concerning, right? 647 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic for you.
This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. The farmers want you to know, local farmers want you to know, that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. And as we look around, we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110, again, reporting as clear. Not even seeing, like I said, any slowdowns right now. 90 is clear. If you see an accident or slowdown, 437-1620, text it in with your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're working on a home improvement project, you need some hardware, need safety gear, or you just need advice. You know, like, I know a lot of times you give up on asking clerks at a store for advice because you figure, well, if they knew better, then they wouldn't be a clerk at a store. I mean, you know, it's an understandable thing. That's kind of where we are as a society. Well, when you go into Pensacola Hardware, what you find is they know. Like, they really know. Like, that's kind of a education is part of who they are. And if you want to get advice on how to do something, they'll tell you. And as an old boss of mine always said, the only time I want you to ask me for advice is when you're sure of what to do and when you're not sure what to do. Exactly. You know, if you think it's a good idea, go ask them. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And they're like, yep. Or they'll be like, nope. And either way, you want that answer. And obviously, they'll have the stuff that you need. Plus, if you've never been there, you just have to trust me. It's a place you need to go just the one time. And, of course, you go one time, you want to go back. But go the one time just because whatever you think it is better. Whatever you're picturing in your mind, it's better than that. So Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. People have been helping. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for more than 150 years.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Little Theater presents The Nebula of Georgia, a dramedy written by one of their own. This story of a family in Georgia is chock full of southernisms and great characters. When a wayward daughter comes home for a funeral, her chilly reception by her family has nothing to do with the sweltering house and everything to do with the family secret that comes to life. The Nebula of Georgia, May 19th through the 27th. Get your tickets at the PLT box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's up-and-coming blues and soul singer Jordan Chase. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
I don't know where to go.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.54. Florida is $3.40, so a good split there, but still not a good price. $2.97 in Mississippi, $4.80 in California, $3.07 in at the Walmart east in Navarre, $3.07 west at the other Walmart where we went on Saturday. Let's see, $3.17 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge across the street at the Murphy, $3.25 in Gulf Breeze proper, $3.12 in Milton at the CEFCO, $3.12 in Pea Ridge at the Murphy, and then $3.17 at the Raceway going through Pace. Get over into Pensacola, $2.97 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile, $3.13. I still don't know why there's such a price disparity there. They're usually the same, but for about a week it's been that way. That's at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, it's a cash price, but it is the only price under $3 anywhere in the southwest sector. It's at the Fast Lane at 3700 West Fairfield. So good luck. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The week off to a historic start for SpaceX. They launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station yesterday. It blasted off from Kennedy Space Center. A Saudi Arabian on board the first Middle Eastern woman in space. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there will be some hard choices to make about what bills don't get paid if the debt ceiling isn't raised. She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Yellen called the debt ceiling a constraint on the nation's ability to pay its bills. And a Marine veteran detained in Russia says he's hopeful about a return home. Paul Whelan telling CNN on Sunday that he's positive and confident that the wheels are turning towards his release. He says he's been told the government is working tirelessly to get him home.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:53, it is May 22nd. So, Candy, every once in a while we like to play this game of how old are they? You ready? Okay, this is going to make you unhappy, but it's all right.
great.
How old is the founder, co-founder of Facebook? Not that Zucker guy, but the other one, Dustin Moskovitz.
I didn't know there was another founder.
Yeah.
Okay. Golly. 38.
39. Very good.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Hmm. How old is Jesse Valenzuela of the Gin Blossoms?
54.
61.
No.
Yeah. And this is the one that's going to hurt.
Hey,
really?
Yeah.
Morrissey?
Okay. Morrissey from the Smiths, the lead singer, would be, I would say 58.
64.
Oh, no. No.
Will you still love him? Will you still? Yeah, no.
My life is a bad tragedy. So
he's the Eeyore of pop culture music.
He is right? So the Eeyore.
100%. By the way, this day in 1807, a grand jury indicted former Vice President of the U.S. Aaron Burr on a charge of treason, later acquitted. The HMS Beagle departed on its first voyage, Darwin's boat, 1826. I mean, it wasn't his boat, but he was on it. Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln, 1849, issued a patent for an invention to lift boats, making him the only U.S. president to ever hold a patent. Did you know? I didn't know.
That
either.
Is very okay. Interesting. So far.
Wright Brothers granted a patent for the flying machine in 1906. And the great tragedy, horrible tragedy for the U.S. Navy, the USS Scorpion sank with 99 people aboard 400 miles southwest of the Azores in 1968. 437-1620. Oh, goodness. I'd forgotten about this, too, man. You remember the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester where all those people?
The
that was
shooting,
6 years
sure, yeah.
ago.
Or the
2017. Yeah, that's right.
It was, yeah.
It was shooting at the Manchester Arena. Oh, no, bombing.
Awful.
Excuse me.
That,
right,
they had
bombing,
some sort
shooting.
Of nail thing because I'd never heard of that before. It's just, golly, that's so
horrible.
Awful.
437-1620 at 655. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays right now. Looks like everything's running smooth. 29's great from the split. Pace Palo Fox all the way up through to Century and Flomaton. Not showing any problems there. All exits off I-10, I-110. Reporting as clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So saw this story yesterday and I thought, well, this is just, you know, that next thing to cause you anxiety if you're a parent of what you hope is a high achiever at some point. And, you know, because parents are always, you know, stressing out over their kids, getting them into school, getting them into a good school, getting them into best school, you know, all the stuff. And the stuff that, you know, we have seen people, you know, cheat on these exams. You know, we've had people go to jail for cheating and trying to buy favors and all this kind of stuff. Well, the newest one, and I suppose when I read it, I thought, well, yeah, that tracks. The newest one is that there are about 20 companies in the U.S. who will offer just for the low, low contribution of $3,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
Which, you know, if you're trying to get a kid into Harvard, Yale, whatever, probably doesn't mean much to you. But they're going to help you partner your student through a program called Scholar Launch, at least one of the companies does. And Scholar Launch will partner them with a university teacher of some kind so that they can create a research project of some kind and then publish a research paper in a journal that the kid can then put on their college application. That
That's
they are
great!
No, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
I guess there's more.
There's more. The journal is often published by the company that's selling the package to help the kids partner up with the fairly well-paid university, say, adjunct professor or somebody who's not making an awful lot of money. They will often guarantee publication as a part of what you're buying. And, you know, the peer review process is, what's the word I want? Weak, no. Light, no. Non-existent, that's the word I want. So, but the problem is that from a, you know, an admissions counselor's point of view, what are you going to do? You're going to go read every single link, every single paper given to you in the 4,000 applications? Or are you just going to say, published, not published, go ahead, right?
So, I hear you, but man, that's cool. I mean, I know, but.
I think not so much cool, I think more like total scam. Personally, is what it sounds like to me. But they say they can raise your chance of getting into the selective schools from 1 in 25 to like 1 in 10. You know, it's kind of their argument.
Sure.
And for the people who are willing to spend the money. Now, yes, I actually agree with you. If it were something that kids were sort of, you know what it feels like? It feels like we're going to go out of our way to do something that we're creating an expectation that more people do this when it would be better if we just didn't have kids getting published. Because then you wouldn't have to have the compete to get published. And you wouldn't have, I hate to say it, but it's true, kids who come from less affluent backgrounds, no chance.
No, that's a great point.
Right. So it puts them at a 0% competitive disadvantage. There's no way they're going to be able to compete.
You have
this.
A text coming in saying, say what? Felicity H?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
nice, right?
Right.
6:58, time for. Future news. When can I tell you what's going to happen before it happens? The Duo program pitched as a way to help poor kids in several of the Santa Rosa schools, including Milton. Will Milton actually pass it over the objections of
the churchgoer. Yes,
yes, that's
I do.
Exactly
think
right.
So, yeah.
Over Marilyn Farrow's objections. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they will. What church do you go to?
I think at this point she can't vote yes, so I think it'll be a 7-1. But yeah.
Good.
How long until, if at all, unmanned aircraft completely replace pilots?
Oh God. I hope never.
I hope never too. I got 10 years.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News Radio.